The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph. Mishnah says, Lo yetzei hachayat b'machta samach l'chashecha. A tailor should not go out with a needle near evening. Shema yishkach b'yetzei. Lest he forget and go out on Shabbos with it, and he will have carried. A blot later, on Daf Yud Beis, we encounter a variation on this theme, perhaps better known to many people. Tanya, Chananya, Omer, Chayavad, and Lashmish b'yibigdo Erev Shabbos. A person should check his garments Erev Shabbos and chashecha toward evening. Amar Rav Yosef, Hilchas Rab Sila Shabbos. This is an important halacha for Shabbos. Tosfos, however, on our daf, on Daf Yud Aleph, has a problem accepting this mission at face value. He brings an opinion in the Gemara that Chazal, in this context, did not make Gzeira L'Gzeira. The Chazal were only gozer that the tailor should not go out if were he to do so, he would be over a Melacha D'Araisa, a biblical prohibition on carrying. And therefore, says Tosfos, if we learn the Mishnah Kipshuto, that we're afraid the tailor will forget that he has a needle on his person and won't carry it, that would not be a Melacha D'Araisa. He brings the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Gemara says, Hikr Bava Shakha, a person had a stone in his lap and he forgot about its presence, Linyan Shabbos Pater. If he carries that stone, not realizing that it's there, he will not be Chayev Melacha D'Araisa for carrying on Shabbos, because Melachas Machshavas Asra Torah. This is a well-known principle in the definition of Melach on Shabbos. It has to be Melachas Machshavas, and if you don't know of the object's existence, that is not Melachas Machshavas. Therefore, Tosfos says, we cannot, according to that opinion in the Gemara, that there's no Gzeira L'Gzeira, we cannot understand this Mishnah at face value. He therefore proposes a somewhat convoluted pshat, that the Mishnah has to mean he'll forget to put the needle away, the needle will still be there on Shabbos, then he'll forget that it's Shabbos, and then he'll carry, and then that'll be a Malach. The point is, Tosfos understands, based on the Gemara Bava Kama, that when we say a shogeg of Malach on Shabbos brings a chatas, that's only Shigas Shabbos, he forgets the Shabbos, or Shigas Malacha, he forgets that a certain Malacha is Aser. But if he forgets the realia, if he's not aware that he's carrying an object, that kind of Shikha is not considered Shogeg, it's not considered Malachas Machshabbos. The question is, how do we treat this sort of Shikha, of forgetting the realia, in a Choshen Mishpat context? If a person's conduct is such that it would constitute negligence in a Choshen Mishpat context, and he'd be liable for it, and his defense is, you're right, I should not have done this, it was negligent, but I forgot, it was an accident. Is that a valid defense? Does that absolve him of liability? Many people probably would assume certainly not. Forgetting, people assume, is common negligence, is classic negligence, but perhaps surprisingly, there is actually extensive discussion of this question in the poskim. There are actually many gedolei achronim who say that shikha is considered an onus, it's not your fault, people are human, people forget, and shikha is not considered negligent. We will first discuss several Gemaras from which the poskim bring raya's one way or another, and then we will proceed to discuss a number of the actual real-world cases the poskim had, and see how they ruled on whether various forms of shikha are considered onus, not your fault, or pshia, your fault, and chayav. So one of the Gemaras is the one Tosfos brings, the same Gemara that says that a person who forgot about the stone in his lap and carried it as potter on Shabbos because Melachas Machshavas. The Gemara also talks about Choshen Mishpat, civil liability. The Gemara says, Hikr b'Shakcha, he had initially known of the stone's presence but subsequently forgot. V'amad b'Nafla, Linyan Yizakin, if the stone caused damage, there's a claim of tort against him. Chayev Linyan Yizakin Chayev, for the specific tort of Nezek, for the damage that he caused, he's Chayev. Linyan Dalad Varim, the other four types of tashlumen that a person pays for personal injury, tsar, sheves, boshes, and ripoy, pain, humiliation, ripoy, medical costs, sheves, loss of work, potter. Only for nezik, only for the actual damage. Why? So Rashi explains, da'afogav dehikerba, even though he once knew about the stone, habishikcha shogeg velo pshia. Rashi says pretty clearly, shikcha is not considered pshia, and that is the standard rule. The nezek, we say adam wod la'olam, so there is no standard of negligence, adam wod la'olam, even for onsim. But for the dalad varim, for the other forms of compensation, we need pshia. And Rashi explains that the Gemara is telling us that shikcha is not considered pshia. A second Gemara, this one in Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Beis, Ha'u gavra da'af kedzuzi gabechavre, a person gave a pikadon cash to his friend, coins, amarle havli zuzah, eventually he asked for them back, amarle lo yadan hecha zvinu, I don't know where I put them, I don't remember where I put them, as the post can understand, asla kamei derava, amarle kolei da'af shiyusahi, Rava Paskin, if you don't know where they are, that is pshia, that is negligence, zil shlim. So this Gemara, understood simply, seems to be an explicit ruling that forgetting something is pshia. The guy forgot where he put the cash, and that was considered pshia. However, many Acharonim understand the Gemara differently. Many Acharonim explain the shikha itself is not pshia. The fact that he forgot where he put them is not his fault. That's an onus. The reason he's chayev is, if he cannot tell us with certainty what he did with them, we have to entertain, worst-case scenario, that he actually did something irresponsible. He may have left them lying around. Unless he's sure that he was not Pashaya, he cannot take an oath, he cannot claim with a certainty that he was not Pashaya, and if he doesn't know, we have to consider the possibility that he acted irresponsibly. But it's that act of irresponsible guarding of the Pikadon which generates liability, not the subsequent forgetting. Third Gemara, this is in the context of Shavuos, and Masechet Shavuos, and Daf Chavav. The Gemara brings a braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Ha'adam B'Shvua, Prasla Onus. The Gemara darshans the pasuk, the phrase, Ha'adam B'Shvua, that if a person is an onus, if he takes a false oath, but it's not his fault, he was an onus, he's not chai of a carbon shvua. The Gemara says, subsequently, Heichi Dami, what's an example of an onus in the context of shvua? Kid Rav Kana V'Ravasi, a story that occurred with Rav Kana V'Ravasi, Ki Avakaimi Mikame D'Rav, they had attended a lecture of Rav, and they were discussing what each one remembered Rav as saying, Mar Amar Shvuas Dachi Amar Rav. They had apparently a passionate disagreement. One said, I swear Rav said such and such. Mar Amar Shvuas Dachi Amar Rav. The other one disagreed and said, no, I swear Rav said something to the contrary. Ki Oslo Kameda Rav, when they consulted Rav to find what he had actually said, Amar Kachad Minayu, he told them what he had actually said, and it turned out one was right and one was wrong. Amar Le'idach, the other one, rather chagrined, said, Banab B'Shikrish Tavai, did I really take a false oath? Terrible Avera. Amar Le, no, don't worry. Libech Ansach. Your heart, literally, your heart compelled you. Meaning you're an onus. That's Adam B'Shvua. You're an onus. You really thought that's what I said. Even though you forgot, you made a mistake. That's an onus. Tosis on that Gemara explains, we don't actually have Karbonos B'Zman HaZeh. So you could learn the Gemara simply means that elsewhere the Gemara says that if a person does an Avera for which he's Chayav Achatas, he writes it in his ledger that when Mashiach comes, when the Beit HaMikdash is built, he'll bring it. That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means afilu onesh nami leka. There isn't even an onesh, a punishment from Shemayim for such a thing. You're a complete onus, and it's not your fault, and you're not responsible. This also seems to indicate that shikcha is not a pshia, but rather an onus. Turning now to the tshuvas and the achronim, the sugya begins with a number of responsa from the 16th century Sfardim and goes down from there through the Sfardim and Ashkenazim. There's a tshuva in the Mabit, Chela Gimel, Simon Kuflam and Gimel. Reuven gave Shimon a gold ring with a precious stone. He was supposed to show the ring to experts to get it appraised. Shimon put the ring on his finger. That was a good way, Mabit says, to keep a ring when you're not when you go about your business. The problem was, Shimon sat down to eat. And when you wash until you die, you take off your ring. So it shouldn't be a chatzitza. It shouldn't be a chatzitza. He put the ring bein chaguro l'malbusho, between his belt or his sash and his garment, until he could dry his hands. Not sure what the Ottoman Turkish garments looked like, but that was the place he put it, between his sash and his clothing. Suddenly, dramatically, Karolomi Bachutz Mehiris, he got an emergency call from outside, Shoimolichim Eskrovel Arkos. They were dragging his relative off to the court. These were not modern American courts with due process and everything. These were Ottoman Turkish courts. This was a very serious problem. Shigavel Hasilo, he has to come and save his relative. Venechpat Leches. He jumped and ran out, Lachut, Bisiach Dajmina Sabas, he forgot about the ring. Sure enough, Nafal Veneva, the ring fell and was lost. Reuven wants his money back. Is Shimon liable? So the Mabit analyzes, he says, putting the ring between the sash and the garment is not a pshia, because putting the ring originally on your finger is normal. Taking it off when you wash your hands to eat is also normal. Storing the ring there briefly is also normal. Imkain, he says, Makriya Shekru Lahatila Ishais in the Chutza. If the call outside was emergency, high priority, had to be done right away, Shim Lohe Yotzi Oz Miyad Lohe Yachal Atzilo, then Lo habi pshia mashlo zarcha lakachas zabas kodim. The fact that he forgot to secure the ring first is not a pshia. Hare shikhaso, his act of forgetting, but pesa pisom, in the suddenness and the chaos, kma onus. And therefore he's not chayiv. He's like an onus. So the Mabit does say that the shikha is an, like an onus, not a pshia. However, in the Tshuvas Pnei Aaron, Chasham Mishpat Siman Lamed Zayin, he's actually medayeg just the opposite. He notes that the Mabit emphasizes that the call was urgent and immediate and had to be answered right away. He says the implication is that without that pressure, without that chaos and stress, had he simply forgot in an ordinary situation, that would be pshia. That's why Mabit had to add that whole line, he says, and he therefore is medayeg from the Mabit that shikha under normal circumstances, without extenuating circumstances, is pshia and not onus. The major discussion of this in the 16th century occurs in the context of a case I like to refer to as the case of the harried and hapless harbor master. This was discussed by at least three of the great Turkish poskim of the time, in Salonika, Rav Shmuel di Medina, the Marashtam, Rav Shlomo HaKoin, the Marashach, and their admirer, Rav Avram di Boton, the Tshuvas Lechem Rav, better known as the, for his sefer Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam. He was actually a Talmud of the Marashtam, who he invariably refers to as Mori Virabi, and he was an admirer of the Marashach too, who he invariably refers to as Harav HaKoin HaGadol. Nevertheless, in this instance, he sides with the Marashtam against the Marashach. And the fourth was the Marikash, Rav Yaakov Castro in Mitzrayim. The case was, the protagonist of the story was the harbor master in a village. His job was to oversee ships would arrive with cargoes, and the cargoes would be transferred to land and loaded onto donkeys for the overland leg of the journey. His job would be to keep track, to keep records, to notify the cargo's owners of how much was received and how many bales and where they were going. Things used to get pretty chaotic. The wagon drivers would grab the cargoes and load them up, and he couldn't always keep good records. He complained to the principals, the cargo owners, about this. They turned a deaf ear to him. One particularly chaotic day, some of the schara actually got taken by other people, and the owners were trying to retrieve them. And one particular cargo owner had been notified by the harbor master that he had 13 bales. So when he managed to retrieve 13, he actually found 14. He stopped looking. He assumed they were all accounted for. It turned out there were actually 15, and the harbor master had made a mistake in writing 13. So, and now the last one was irretrievably lost. So the cargo owner blamed the harbor master for this. He says, had you not told me 13, I would have kept on looking. It's your fault. So the post can discuss several things here. One of the questions is, even if we assume that this was a pshia, can he really be blamed for the consequences? Is the failure of the owner to retrieve his last bale, is that really due to this mistake or not? But we're going to assume today, for the sake of argument, that the mistake did cause the failure to retrieve the last bale. The question is, his defense was, I forgot, I did my best, I tried. I tried to get it to be accurate, but I'm not perfect, and things happen, everything happens quickly, and there's a lot of chaos going on, and it's impossible to always be perfect. And they said, no, it's your job. We expect you to keep accurate records and to notify us properly, and it's your fault. So this was a dispute between the Marashach on the one hand, and the other three, the Marashtam, the Marashtam, the Lechem Rav, and the Marikash on the other. The Marashach says he is Potter. He brings the Mar of Ha'adim B'Shua, Prat La'anus, and he says, Benidon Didon, in our case, Zeha Pakid Chashav, Shiksav Shei Shalach Tesvav, he meant to write 15, V'tah Shlom Miskavein, he accidentally wrote the wrong number, Libe Anse, language of the Gemara, Libech Ansach, he thought he wrote 15, because of the pressure and the chaos, he wrote 13, It's not his fault, he's not a Pasheah, and he's Potter. The other three poskim, though, all said Chayev. The Lechem Rav wrote, Vadei Sheruvin Zeh Pakid Pasha, for running 13 instead of 15, Achol Pi Shetah, Iboi Lelemedak, Tabahid, and he brings Raya to that, and he says, this is a Pshia, and therefore he is Chayev. Marashach is in Chelik Bezevitz, Tshuva Simen Reish. They actually printed the Tshuva as Simen Kuf Kuf, so some of the Achronim had mistakes, they wrote Kuf Chaf, or Kuf Hey, but it's actually Simen Reish, Simen Kuf Kuf. Lechem Rav is in his Tshuvas, Simen Kuf Pei. Marashtam also ruled that this is considered a gross Pshia. Masha Pasha Vatah, Shomakim Shahayla, Lichtov Tezvav, Kasav Yud Gimel. He wrote 13 instead of 15. Ein Lecha Pshia, Vadai Ein Lecha Pshia Gedol Mizu. This is certainly an egregious Pshia. Shemastami, he says, Kol Yisod Ve'ikras Ochrim. The entire business is based on Eilu Aksavim. These invoices, these bills of lading are the linchpin of the whole business. So it's essential that he be accurate, and if he's not, that's considered gross pshia. The Marikash, in his Sefer Erech Lechem, his Glossus to the Shulchan Aruch, also rules like the Marashtam. He writes, Chayev and Me'ashtayim, he's responsible for the ones that were now retrieved. Lo'amrin and Libe Anse, he rejects the Sfar of Libe Anse. Divrei Marshach, he says, Lo'anus Chavrili, the Marshach is wrong, although he does not bother to explain why the analogy to Shavuos is not good. Achakach, he says, he found the Marashtam. But the Marshach nevertheless ruled Potter, and the Marshach was the basis for another important ruling of another important 16th century Turkish posek, the Tshuvas Mekar Baruch, or Baruch Al-Kalai. His question was, Reuven lent Shimon money, and he gave Shimon a mashkin, and Shimon gave him a mashkin. The mashkin was various items of gold and silver. And one of the items was a gold chain. Reuven was the lender. Reuven placed the mashkin in his argus, sogeris, and sugeris, a securely locked chest. In modern parlance, we call this a safe. In the same place he kept his property. When it was time to return the mashkin, he opened the safe, and lo and behold, the chain was missing. The other items were still there, but this valuable gold chain was missing. What happened? Reuven says, I don't know. Either it was stolen from the chest, even though other things were still there, for some reason this one was stolen. Or maybe, he says, once when I was opening my safe and taking out my other items, I may have taken your chain out, he admitted, and I may have accidentally left it outside the safe, and there it could have gotten stolen. So the Makar Baruch rules in a detailed and intricate tshuva. He says, if he would know for sure that he had accidentally left it outside the safe and he had forgotten and that's why it happened, he'd be potter. He says, "Mtan ata nizkar sheshachcha b'chut." He remembers what happened was he left it outside. O sheniyaz ha'argas pasuach shlo b'pshia, or he forgot to lock the chest. Not for pshia, not because he was too lazy to close it. Elash nishka, he forgot. Then he would be potter. But hashta she'ena zocher im shikha, if he doesn't remember whether he forgot or who knows what happened, he can't take the shvuah shalom pasha. A shomer has to swear that he was not pasha, and he cannot take that shvuah, and therefore he is going to be chayav. The Zichar Lavram, Rav Ram Al-Kalai, a later Achron, says in the Erech Pshia in his Sefer in Chela Gimel, he says that the point of the Makar Baruch is that if he would know for sure that he was not pasha, even if he doesn't know exactly what happened, it may have been stolen from the chest, and may have forgotten it outside the chest, and we're assuming shikha is not pasha, even if he doesn't know exactly what happened, but as long as he knows that on any of the eventualities he did not do something that halach considers negligence, he'd be potter. But since he doesn't know what happened, that's like the case of the Gemara. The Makar Baruch brings the Gemara of Kol Yidan Apshiyusi. If the Shomer doesn't know where it is, he's chayev, and he explains that's because if he can't tell us what happened, we suspect that what may have happened, we have to allow for the possibility that he was irresponsible to begin with, and that's why he's chayev. But as long as shikha itself is Onus and Apshiyah, and as long as he knows that the only possibility is either shikha or typical gneva, he will be potter. Ramosha Feinstein actually has a shuva like this also. He talks about someone who had a diamond in an envelope. He put it in his desk, his safe, where he kept his own diamonds, and when the guy asked for it back, he said, I thought I gave it to you, but if I didn't, then it must be it was stolen. So Ramosha says, even though he doesn't know exactly what happened, Ramosha makes a very similar point. He knows he was not pasha. Either he gave it back, or it was stolen, and he was a shomer chinam, so he's not chayav for gneva. So either way, he says he's potter. So the fact that he doesn't know which of the two eventualities happened, he's still potter. So this is the sheet of the Makar Baruch, and the Makar Baruch actually brings a raya from the Marshach, the case where the guy wrote 13 instead of 15. Libe anse, a person makes an honest mistake, he's potter. We treat shikha as an onus, not as a pshia. The Mishpat Tzedek, from Meir Melamed, has a tshuva where he seems to rule differently. This is in Chelek Aleph of his tshuva, Simon Lamed Gimel. He talks about a very similar case of a safe. The guy was the Parnes, he says, for the Chevra Shemen Hamar. He was in charge of collecting money to pay for illumination, presumably in a shul, and he kept the money in a safe, and money was taken, he says, and he admitted that he had forgotten to lock the safe. Shachachti ha'argas pasuach, and the money got stolen. So Mishpat Tzedek says, he's chayev. Nirash ha'pasha, leaving the safe open is pshia. Even though it wasn't carelessness, it was shachach, he forgot. Mikolakam yer de pshiusav. It's still pshia, and he brings the Gemara, kol yidan pshiusi, not knowing what you did is pshia. He says forgetting to do the right thing is pshia, and he is chayev. The Dvar Moshe, Ramosha Amarilov, not quite sure how to pronounce that, but this is the Tshuvas Dvar Moshe, Choshen Mishpat Tfilin Pei Zayin. He discusses a case. Reuven was traveling. Reuven had already loaded up his horse. He had packed his saddlebags. Shimon gave him something to take. Reuven said, my bags are all packed. I have no place to put it. So Shimon said, just put it wherever you think is a secure location. So he took it, and as soon as he left town, bandits came. They hit hit him and his companions. They took away his sword. I don't know if he had companions. They took away his sword, but nothing else. 3 days later, the third day of the trip, he suddenly remembered he has a pikadon. He looked for the pikadon and he couldn't find it. He doesn't know if it fell during the affair of the bandits or if it fell later. He doesn't know what happened. The guy who gave it to him says, the guy who was supposed to receive it, the intended recipient of the package says, you should have checked right away. I guess he felt he might have found it and he checked right away. Reuven says, you're right, I should have checked right away, but I forgot. Dvar Moshe says, he's potter. It's true he should have checked maybe, but if he forgot, he's potter. That's the ruling of the Makar Baruch, he says, based on the Marashach. Now, he knows the Mishpat Tzedek. He says the Mishpat Tzedek does say Chayev. So first of all, he says, he, along with other Achronim, say that this is, at worst, a Machlokas Achronim, and the defendant can say Motzim Nechmer Olvaraya, can say Kimli, and therefore he's Potter. And Dvar Moshe adds that it may be that it's not really a Machlokas, it may be that it depends on the degree of Pshia. Mishpat Tzedek is talking about gross Pshia. Leaving the safe unlocked is gross Pshia. Vade Pshia, Havle Lasukia Daite, he should not have made such a mistake. Shenkin Hacha, this is not so bad, he said, because he didn't just leave the thing outside an unlocked safe. He put the thing in his wallet with his own personal effects, not in the saddlebags of the horse, which was a more secure location, but he at least did put it with his own personal effects. That's not such a bad Pshia. So for that, even the Mishpat Tzedek, he suggests, would agree that is not considered Pshia and he's not Chayev. But even if it is a Machlokes, he says, Lahalacha, the defendant will be able to be potter, can say Kimli, Motzman Alvaraya, based on the ruling of the Makar Baruch and the Marashach. Turning to the Ashkenazim, an opinion that is Machayev for Shikcha is the Shar Ephraim. Actually, not him, it's his son, but it's printed in his Tshuvas. Shar Ephraim has a case, there were Shutfim, one of the two partners, forgot to sell the Chametz, and Chametz, Shavar of Pesach, is Asur Ba'anah, so they took a loss. Shimon says, Reuven said, why do you do that? Shimon says, you're right, I should have sold it, but shachachti, I forgot. So the Shar Ephraim himself doesn't discuss shikcha, but his son has a long note in which he discusses shikcha. He says, chayev, shikcha is not a defense, kol yadana pshiyusi, if you don't know what happened to something, that is pshia, and you are chayev. The Shvus Yaakov, on the other hand, that is the Shar Ephraim arachayim simon chavches. The Shvus Yaakov, on the other hand, in chelik bey simon kuf memches, strongly disagrees. He said, "Tmu ma'od." This is very shver. He says, "Echi chashiv l'shikcha pshia." How can anybody call shikcha pshia? Shachach kol perik kol gadol. He's forgotten the entire perik of kol gadol. Amru b'shabbes shachach ikar. Chagal amru b'shabbes shachach ikar shabbes. The chashiv kol panim shogeg. A person to get to the Shabbos, he's a shogeg. He's not a pashia. He forgot. He should have remembered. Yes, but he's still not a pashia. Gami says, "Self perik pays the bavakama." The Gemara about the stone, Lenin Dalad Varam Potter, the Raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says there is no Chiyah for Dalad Varam because Shikcha is a Shogeg, not a Pashaya. There's a Tshuva in the Beis Yaakov also, another Ashkenazi from Zitomir. He's not discussing actually a specific practical case, he's just discussing a Stira and different sources in the Poskim about whether Shikcha is a Pshia or not. And he brings a Marshal. Marshal is discussing Eruv Tavshilin. The halacha is, if someone forgets to make an Eruv Tavshilin, he can rely on the Eruv of the Gadol Be'er, who makes a special general Eruv for anyone who forgets. The halacha is, you can only rely on that if you forget, not if you were Pashaya. And Shikcha we treat over there not as a Pashaya. If you're Shachach, you're allowed to rely on the Gadol Be'er. You're not considered a Pashaya. However, the Marshal says that's only if you make an honest mistake. But Im Shachach Machmas Asluso, because you were lazy, shalohi acharid l'dvar Hashem, you simply didn't care enough about God's commandments, that's considered pshia. That's irresponsible. Forgetting because you simply don't take the whole thing seriously, that is considered pshia. So the Beit Yaakov says, in the context of a shomer, a beili, someone who's supposed to be watching, that's why the Gemara says, lo yadata pshiusi, kol yadana pshiusi, he says, because the Torah told you that it's your responsibility to keep track and to know where the things are. If you don't do that, and by definition, you are considered someone who is ein acharid al dvar Hashem, and that's considered negligent, and you are chayev. Not sure why, in the context of Erev Tavshilin, we allow for the possibility of an honest mistake. Not everyone is automatically presumed to be ein acharid al dvar Hashem, and here the Beis Yaakov is saying that any shomer who forgets what happened is automatically presumed to be Einachar Levar Hashem. If that's his position, Lamaisa by Shomerim, he agrees to the Shara Ephraim, not like the Shvus Yaakov, that a Pashaya is automatically, a Shachach is automatically Chayav, is considered a Pashaya because we don't treat it as an honest mistake, we treat it as someone who's Einachar Levar Hashem and who is therefore Chayav. In the Tshuva of the Nechba Bekesef, Rav Yonah Navon, this is in Choshen Mishpat, Chelik Aleph, Simon Chav Gimel, he dealt with the case of there was a man traveling from Yerushalayim to Tzfas. Shimon gave Reuven was the traveler, Shimon gave him a beged, a garment to carry with him, to watch. So the traveler put it on the donkey, underneath him on the donkey. They were traveling at night, Halach v'Nesoa, Bo b'Ishan Laila, pitch black at night, Vafela, Makom Echad Sheish Pachad Harbe. There was some place which was extremely terrifying. He doesn't say if the road was dangerous, if there were bandits, wild animals, whatever it was, use your imagination. There was a particularly terrifying stretch of the road. Nafal Reuven Me'alach Hamar, Reuven actually fell off his donkey. Vabeged Imo, the garment fell too. Machmas Tzar Haderech, because of the pain, the difficulty of the trip, Vapachad, the terror. Shachach Me'abeged, when he remounted his donkey, he forgot about the garment, Tashanasim L'Shimon L'Shamro, that was given to him by Shimon to watch. Rachab al-Hamar, he just took off on the donkey. He niyach ha-baged b'sadeh, he left the garment behind, v'neva. So Shimon wanted to be paid. Reuven said, it's not my fault, I forgot. He had another taina, but for our purposes, that was his taina. I forgot. Shikcha is an onus rachmana patra. That was his taina. So Nechva B'Kesef has a very long, pages and pages, elaborate discussion, a pill pull on this topic. He basically comes out, based on the Gemara in Shavuos, that's his initial point anyway, that Shikcha is an onus, and he will be potter. And that is his initial position, that Shikcha is considered not Pshia, but onus, and he will be potter. Subsequently, he brings the Machlokas Aposkim that we've seen, the Marshach, the early Sfardim, and he says that Misafek, just like the Dvar Moshe, he says Misafek, the defendant will be potter, he can say Kimli like the poacher. He then makes a very interesting point. He says, as we mentioned once or twice earlier in this lecture, a shomer normally has to swear that he was not Pashaya. If he doesn't know Kolei Danap Shiyusahi, other examples, if he doesn't know, if he can't swear, he's Chayev, based on the principle of Mitoch Sheni Yachal Shav Meshalem. Someone who is obligated to take a biblical oath and cannot do so is Chayev to pay. So the Nechva B'Kesef suggests perhaps the shomer who cannot swear for a certainty was not Pashaya, because some posts can say that what he did is considered Pshia, maybe he should be chayev, based on the rule of mitoch. Nechva B'Kesef says, no. The rule of mitoch only applies when he's unsure of the realia. He's not sure exactly what happened. He's not sure what he did. He's not sure whether what happened was a consequence of what he did. When he can't swear after the fact, then we say the principle of mitoch. But when he knows exactly what happened, when he knows exactly what transpired, all he does not know is the legal halachic perspective toward what he did, that's not called mitoch sheniach l'sham meshalem. That's a regular case of a suffolk mammon, where the defendant wins because of the principle of Motzer Ovaraya, the principle of Kimli. This point is actually made by a number of other Achronim, that we don't say Mitoch when the suffix is in law and not in fact. This is a topic for a different lecture. But anyway, the Nechva B'Kesef, like the Dvar Moshe, rules that this is a Machlokas Aposkim, and Misafik, the defendant, will win. There's also a tshuva in Rav Yaakov Emden, in the Shelas Yavet, Tzun Pehei. He was asked about lottery tickets. There was some kind of elaborate lottery arrangement where tickets after the first drawing still remained active and could be entered into a second drawing, but in order to do so, certain action had to be taken. There had to be more money had to be put in, and certain steps had to be taken to keep the tickets valid. So a fellow instructed his agent, his commissiant, this is in Amsterdam, to do this, to take care of this, to make sure that he took whatever steps were necessary to keep the tickets live. The commissiant did not do so. The tickets therefore became void and were now worthless. So the principal asked his agent to pay. You were negligent. Your responsibility. I want you to pay the value of the tickets. Yaakov Emden says, yes, certainly if he deliberately chose not to do so, he's chayev. Even if he was shachach, afilu shachach, karov lemezid havi, that's not considered a shogig or an onus. That's karov lemezid, and he is chayev. The Divrei Gaonim, Klal Tzadites, mentions this Rebbe Emden. He points out, Osiud, he points out that Rebbe Emden ignores the earlier Achronim who discussed the question of whether Shikcha is an Onis or a Pshia. Rebbe Emden actually repeats himself in the very next Tshuva in Siman Pei Vav. He says briefly, based on what I've said in the previous Tshuva, he says, a Shomer, or someone who finds lost property in Aveda, He's supposed to take care of it. He's supposed to do certain basic maintenance. He's supposed to inspect it. He's supposed to shake it out to avoid rot. He says if the shomer or the finder of the lost property did not do so, and indeed, achlam ash, they rotted, he will be chayev, even if the reason he didn't do so is because he forgot, because shikcha is pasheya. Unless he can explain that he was an ones and take a shvua that he's an ones, a raya or a shvua, if he just says he forgot, he will be chayev. But he says, he backtracks here, he acknowledges that there might be other acharonim. He says, tzarech bedika b'sifrei ha-machabrim, I have to check the books of the earlier books, he says, im yeh shem imadi, b'yaksik b'yadi, l'achzer al talmudi. Hashem will give me the chance to review my learning, my Torah. He seems to be aware of the fact that it might be earlier poskim. As we've seen, there are many, both Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Halach l'maisa, as we've seen, both the Nechva B'Kesef and the Dvar Moshe, and there's also, in the Zohar Avraham himself, he also brings the earlier Acharonim on this, Shikcha Yavibshia Onis, Hehu Machlokes, Matzi Lamar Kimli. This seems to be the consensus view, at least among the Sfaradim, that after all the riots from the Gemaras and after all the Svaras, there are great Acharonim on each side, and the Muchzuk, the defendant in a civil case, will be able to say Hamotzi Nechorel Varaya or Kimli, and even though, again, we would tend to assume that Shikcha would be classic negligence, nevertheless, there are major posts who say that it is not, and the defendant therefore can say, I made an honest mistake, I simply forgot, I forgot to lock the safe, I forgot to put the thing back in the safe, I was on the bus, I left it on the bus, I forgot to take it with me when I disembarked, and he will be Pater Medina.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.